Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Nick Cashew and Ken Barkley today. Kostos is out. It's a Friday before a long weekend. I've already been informed that the great Ken Barkley will be loose. He's loosey-goosey, if you will. Lucy Lockerson. We'll come up with a nickname for it if we want. Rules will be broken. Fortunately, last night, one conference final series was put out of its misery, so we're good there. And we hope that the next one tonight will get put out of its misery, too, so we can move on from these roller coaster zigzags of a series. So, well, one's a zigzag. The other one's not. But we won't be doing the NBA the entire time, I can promise you that. We've got another draft coming up as well, because you are now addicted to these, and I like it, too. We're just looking at the NFL down the road going, what's another way we can talk about the NFL? I've got an idea. And then I have a very good, I have a very good idea. There will be quite a few things that have nothing to do with anything that will just pop into our brains as the show goes on. That's how today is going.
I totally agree. We might even do seven of them right here. It's totally possible. Bill told the story before we, Bill Matt's technical director of the show, set the tone for, I think, what the show is going to be when a minute before we come on the air, I get a knock at my door about 10 minutes ago. It's very weird. Like when you have a home office and you like are about to do like live broadcasting and then like something that is totally normal to happen at any house, someone knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell happens and you're like, what? Like what? Like, where am I? And it's like, yeah, you're in your house. Like someone, it's okay for someone to not to knock on the door and ring the doorbell. And it was someone basically like from a cable provider trying to like, hey, we installed fiber optic. Do you want our cable service? And I was like, not really, but like sent. I literally every time with this, I just go, can you send me something? Like, I don't want to, we're not, I will guarantee you could offer me cable for 99 cents, but this is not a decision that will be made at the door right now with me standing here. This is a decision that's going to be made much later. So
I'm 100% the same way. If you come knocking on my door, which it's very rare, I'm with you. Like if somebody's knocking at my door, I'm like, or it's gotta be just a package. That's it. Like you're ringing the doorbell and you're leaving.
See the unmarked Amazon
staying
truck.
There.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Which I'm like, even if you're dropping off an Amazon package, just leave it at the door. I'm good. I don't need you to ring my doorbell. I'll see that it's there. I've got a Ring camera, so I'm fine. I can never, ever make a decision. If somebody came into my door and was like, hey, even maybe Girl Scout cookies, that might be the only thing where I would say, okay, I've had them before. I can make this decision right now. Pretty much other than that, I'm exactly you where I'm like, send me something. I'll try and read it. That's the only way I'm going to be able to make any sort of logical decision here.
So I told the guy, I was like, all right. Like send me whatever. And I close the door. I come back down. I come down and tell the story. And Bill just goes like, oh yeah, I worked for X cable provider, for a week. Went sold door to door. Then the following Monday morning, woke up, blocked all phone calls and went back to sleep just to basically do the abbreviated Bill version of that story. And we'll hear from Bill, I'm sure, a lot during the show, especially when we talk about hockey. Maybe if we talk about hockey a little bit. Bill, anything to add on the on that? How many? That sounds like a very random. So that was a 1 week job.
Yeah, I was like in between jobs. I told you for a while, my friends and I were running a restaurant. Well, it was the summer our restaurant went under. And just looking for a few jobs. And I had a buddy tell me, you know where the good jobs are posted? Craigslist. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. So I replied, I applied to a job that I thought was like a copy editing position. And it turned out it was selling, fiber optic cable door to door. By the time I figured out what the job was, I was already doing it. And so next thing I know, I'm like walking around various neighborhoods, like, asking people if they want, to switch their cable provider. And then I gave up on that really fast.
How's your, are you a sales guy, Bill, at all? Like, are you like, I know you fiber optic, probably not the most fun thing to sell door to door, but that's like a specific talent or a skill set. Like, are you a salesman? Like, did you sell anything door to door? Did you make a sale?
I made two sales in a week. Which is very,
were they
bad.
Pity sales? Were the people like, okay, like, I'll take it, I guess.
It was, like, because we were also offering, because, you know, you can't just cancel your cable. So, like, oh, we'll give you a $250 Visa gift card, too, for, like, offsetting the cost and stuff like that. So I made, like, two sales. But someone – you guys have never met me in person, but, like, Bill Matz, the guy in that picture there, knocks on your door. You don't want to buy something. Imagine that.
So, like, I got to be honest. That's the first thing I thought of was I was picturing you showing up at the door wide-eyed like you can see on our Twitch stream going, excuse me, sir, would you like to buy some cable? Also, let me tell you how much I hate the Eagles. They are the worst organization ever. And then just going off on a rant about Philadelphia sports. And then at that point, they're just slowly creaking the door closed, trying to hide before you burst in. But wait, I haven't told you about how I feel about the Sixers yet. Like, that's how I predict it going.
Just not the best. So I made two sales.
It didn't go well.
Yeah. Nick, you ever have any sales jobs growing up?
No. Well, no, other than like just working in a sporting goods store count where I got commission, because that would kind of count. That's
you worked at a sporting goods store?
Yeah. In college.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
It was actually
what's
fun.
The best story from working at a sporting goods store?
I almost got caught into a pyramid scheme, so there's that.
Okay. Well, that could just be your, that I could just know be like you're was. On Instagram. That could happen to you anyway. I mean, it doesn't have to work.
Right. It can happen now, but you got to think back then, you know, over a decade ago, that wasn't what everybody was looking at. And I was, you know, I was working, selling like basketball hoops and stuff. And this guy was in there and he's like, hey, you're really good at this. I got an opportunity for you. And I'm in college and I'm thinking, hey, a way to make more money.
I finally made it. This is my big break.
I finally made it. This will be great while I'm in college. It's going to be so much extra money. I love this. And then I show up and within like 5 minutes, I'm at this big seminar and I'm going, you know, this I don't think is what I expected it to be. And then they start talking and I'm like,
what was the seminar?
Oh, this is a pyramid
scheme.
What
do they say? Yeah, like what do they say?
There was a lot of, you know, guys that were up there. You know, when I was in college, I started doing this job and I made an extra blah, blah, blah amount of money every month. And you can do the same thing too. You just got to get started on this and invest into this and blah, blah, blah. I was just like, they gave you like a big pamphlet and everything. And I remember going, I had it for a little while. And I went home and I went to visit my parents, I think. And I was like, so this is a pyramid scheme, right? And within like 5 seconds, my dad was like, oh yeah, yeah, that's what it is. But it's like one of those like high ends, like.
So like, what were you buying? Like, what were you buying into? Like, what were you trying to sell?
I'm telling you, I wish I could remember. That's the
worst. Like cosmetics, like a big pyramid scheme. Like, there's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
That I've had, like, my wife will follow people on Instagram, like friends of hers, and be like, oh no, like ex friend is like in a pyramid scheme and like doesn't realize it. Like, that's unfortunate.
Yes.
There's like, those are the really obvious ones. Yeah.
I wish I could tell you what it was.
Apparently, you turned off your video too. Apparently,
I did not do anything. I haven't done anything. I don't know why that disappeared.
I feel like Zapsky hit the wrong button. Rick Zapsky filling in for Mike Brown today.
I have a feeling this could be one of those days.
Yeah, just feel free to turn Nick's picture off at any point. Just feel free.
That's fine. That. Yeah, really for some reason, my camera's really bright too, and I turn my lights like all the way down. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Totally fine.
I wish I could tell you what it was. I have no idea. I'm just proud of myself looking back that I was able to identify that, like, oh yeah, this is a total scam, and I should probably get away from it as fast as possible.
Well, let me ask you this then. So, all right. So working at a sporting goods store, you apparently were an easy mark for someone trying to get a pyramid scheme going, which is great.
No, I was a good salesman, you jerk.
Right. Yeah, you were so good at your job that you attracted a criminal element, basically. Not really a criminal element, but you get the idea. This is the end of a really interesting week on the show, because it was a week in which a new franchise element, Who's Now, made its wonderful debut. Were you familiar at all with the exploits, Nick, of Who's Now this week on the show?
I saw some things tweeted, but that's as far as it went. I wasn't able to catch the segment.
So this was a big ESPN push franchise, like summertime promotional thing during the summer of 2007. And it was basically like, it's July and there's nothing going on.
Oh,
let's have this giant month long fake competition to determine the most now athlete.
Basically. I remember that. Yeah.
Who's Now? So we did. I found the bracket. There was a really old ESPN webpage that shouldn't exist anymore that had the bracket on it and actually had a button you could click to go to like a video presentation, but the presentation didn't work anymore, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would have saved it and then kept it forever, because it would have been
so pixelated in such an old format. It would have been great. It probably
would have been barely in high definition, probably, maybe, at that time. So, but we've just, this franchise element has gotten a lot of run on the show this week, and it'll get a lot more run during the summer, because I have a feeling we're actually going to end up doing our own for this year, just to mock it even more. But was there... Because you worked in a bunch of places, like, you know, have a ton of media experience. Is there who's now came up in our in casual conversation on this show, because it was like one of the first things that came to mind is like, I can't believe like I had to like be a part of this thing that I think is so stupid. Like, I can't believe that I have to be a part of this, and I have to, and I have to like grin while I'm doing it. Basically, I have to be like, yeah, this is great. Love Who's Now. Awesome. Cause I was like an entry level person at the company. Is there, in your work experience, and it doesn't have to be recent, we don't have to call anybody out that's going to get in trouble, have you ever been a part of like a promotional, like radio campaign or like a franchise thing where you just like, you're about to do it, you go, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Like, I can't believe I'm about to do this, this element. Who's Now, that started on our show, that discussion, because that was the one for me.
Trying to think of something that was really, you know, well, there's a couple. There's a recent thing, but I'm not going to call out the last place that I worked because it's just not going to be worth it. But they did. Let's just say they did some interesting things during the pandemic to try and create content or put people in random places.
Well, that doesn't sound that opens in the, the listener's mind right now. All options are on the table, I think, in that.
Listen, man, there were all options during 2020 for sure.
Right.
I remember
going and selling fiber optic door to door, probably to make a little extra money at that point. A lot of people.
Unless Bill shows up at the door and it's slammed in the face. Right. I remember years ago, I used to have to do these, and this is before we didn't have like a lot of podcasts at this one station that I was working for. It was a radio station, local, like, ESPN affiliate at the time. And I remember the boss in charge would always get these free trips to Vegas for fights. So I'd always have to do, and Scotland may know exactly what I'm talking about. We're not going to say his name, but I remember having to do these interviews with random, it was either fighters in that fight or promoters or something. And it would never make the air. It'd get thrown on the website and buried somewhere random, never even put on social media or anything, but it was to make them happy. So then the free trips. Yeah. Scotland knows exactly talking about. Yep, I saw it in the chat. You know,
when our producer Scott Lynn writes the word Lord in chat, that's like basically as close to him swearing as you'll probably get.
And it was like became a weekly thing, and I knew it was all just to make them happy. So then free trips were granted to other people who were much more established and had been there a lot longer than me, being able to actually go to Vegas for free and then go see the fights. So I knew the game, I knew what was going on, but don't think that it didn't make me steam every single time. I mean, it was unbelievable. Yeah, and it goes back to like the sales department. It was like just a level of just where I know exactly how I'm being used and I've got to do it, and it's not the end of the world, but I knew the scheme. I knew what it was about. I was helping out people in sales that then helped out somebody else to get free trips, and I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Amazing. That was pretty good. I wasn't sure we were going to get a lot, cuz you were like, I don't want to call out this thing and I don't want to do that.
I've got plenty of stories. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I believe that you do. All right, you want to do What is a sports topic we could do in 3 minutes before we do the NBA next segment?
Sports topic we could do in 3 minutes.
Why did the Saudi Golf League not announce their list of golfers?
You know, that's a great point. I think that's a scam, and we're going to find out soon enough. This is all one giant
scam. Speaking
of scams, and a lot of people don't want to be involved in it.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme. Golfers pay other golfers who pay other golfers. The money, just follow the money, basically.
What do they offer Jack Nicklaus to be the face of it? Like $100 million or something like that?
Oh yeah, just like funny money, basically. Just like the amounts are absurd. And we know like Phil attached to it for a while. We know Sergio had that on the hot mic when he was talking to the rules official a few weeks ago and said, like, I can't wait, like in a few weeks I'm not gonna be here anymore. Thank God I don't have to talk to you people anymore, to like the judge or the PGA Tour rules official.
That's what you say right before you're about to graduate high school. You're like, I can't wait to get out of here and never see you jackasses again.
Right. Sergio basically channeling like everyone who's a senior in high school right now, basically just like, I'm gonna go this other thing. Never gonna see you all anymore. No, man. So yeah, I don't know why they didn't announce that. That was pretty good today. We'll do NBA.
I mean, doesn't
next.
It?
I don't want to talk about betting this segment. I'm done with betting for this segment, and then we'll do betting.
You know what? We don't even have to. We can talk about anything else. We can talk about your weekend plans, if you're going to cook out at all, what you plan on, what type of drinks you plan on having, whether or not the Saudi League is actually ever going to exist or it's one big scam. Whatever you want, the world is your oyster today. We can just look. I'm the substitute teacher every time, so I get to break the rules. I don't care.
We got like 60, I think. I think Rick's about to give me 60. So I got, can I give you like a really small, like obnoxious thing? I want to talk about betting, but not actually betting on sports.
Yes.
The amount of people that have generated Twitter followers, clout, success from pushing same game parlays. I was like exposed to this. We'll maybe do more on this too later in the show. It's like unfathomable, the amount of interest isn't unfathomable because it's like an attractive lure to get people to bet, but like the amount of accounts that are like trying to be like the expert on same game. It's like being the expert on lemon cars. It's like, I mean, like, I don't understand how, like, oh yeah, I'm the expert on this thing that's gouging people. Like, it's like, all right, well, like, this is your thing. Like, this is your, and then they sign the same game parlay with like their signature. Like, cause God forbid someone steal your minus EV bet. God forbid that happens.
Amen.
There's a minute. I could do 20 minutes, but I'll just do a minute on that for now.
All right, well, we're going to wind you up and see how you feel about same game parlays, but more importantly as well, who's going to win game 6 tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals? It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.